Brad, one of the things we've been talking about is the international community really coming to our region, coming to our area. And I'm interested in your ideas about how we move from a mission to North America to a mission to the world, and how those things are kind of streaming together at this time.
Well, of course, the lines are blurring as we speak, and there's no longer really the delineation or separation of congregations of U.S. Born parishioners and foreign born, mm-hmm. because all of the immigration of these many countries into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a natural evolution as we move forward. For example, this work that we're looking at doing with For the Nations.
Mm-hmm. That's a refugee outreach ministry.
Refugee outreach, which to us now is just going to be another regular church plan. And I mm-hmm. think we're going to see more of mm-hmm. those in the future. And,
mm-hmm.
and for example, Derek's church reaching the Chinese
mm-hmm.
People is another example of how really we're going to be planning churches regardless of what language or race or ethnic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see more of what perhaps Christ's church should look like
mm-hmm.
Rather than being English-speaking white Caucasians.
Yes, one of the things we've been talking about is the way the world community has been coming through the immigrant population and refugees as well to Dallas and to the Southwest region. We are gratified that we see opportunities to reach the world through the gospel and through the Southwest Church Planting Network through this means. And we very much are encouraged by the ministry of Derek Tu, for example, in Plano, reaching out to the Chinese immigrant community, preaching in Mandarin Chinese, clearly with the gospel, having a local impact as well as a national impact and international impact. I think, Brad, you've been familiar with that and seen new folks coming to Christ, being converted locally and nationally and internationally through that ministry.
That's absolutely right, and it's such a joy to see congregations like that now springing up all over the Southwest and hopefully all over the country.
Mm-hmm. And there are literally thousands, tens of thousands of Chinese immigrants in the Dallas and Houston area. There are obviously tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Hispanic immigrants that we're reaching out to as well as folks from the Middle East, refugees from Iraq, from Afghanistan, and so on, that we are ministering to through churches that we're seeking to support and help start. And again, the Chinese community church in Plano that Derek Tu is leading is really one of the prototypes of that type of ministry outreach. We're very excited about it.